From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. World powers gather in New York today for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition, weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks before the UN, the Syrian government and opposition. The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to be endorsed by the UN Security Council. That resolution would support the plan for a political transition and a proposed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the UN meeting today. The UN Security Council has already turned up the heat on the self-proclaimed Islamic State, strengthening international measures in an effort to cut off the flow of cash to the group's war chest. VOA's Marker Bashir reports.
The UN Security Council has turned its attention to the group's biggest vulnerability, its bank account, ratcheting up efforts to weaken the terrorists by keeping cash out of their hands. The Council is hoping its action will cut off the group's ability to use the international financial system to move money and pay for supplies and fighters. It also will help with the imposition of targeted sanctions and oblige states to report on what they are doing to combat terrorist financing. In its efforts to combat terrorism, the international community aims to make sure there is no safe haven for terrorist financing. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace with military helicopters as the Independence Day celebrations got underway. And Rwandans go to the poll today, voting on a referendum to allow President Paul Kagame to run for as many as three more terms in office. This is VOA News. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk here at home after recent attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working round the clock to protect Americans.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit. The trip comes as the country experiences a growing campaign of violence, particularly in the east, where there is an Islamic State presence. A new Pentagon study shows high-profile attacks in the capital city of Kabul are up 27% compared to the same time last year. Mr. Carter is meeting with military commanders and U.S. troops while in Afghanistan. U.S. and Cuban relations delegations are finalizing details of a milestone agreement to restore regular commercial flights between the two countries. Officials announced the agreement Thursday, which was the one-year anniversary of a diplomatic thaw between the two countries. Although commercial flights won't begin immediately between Cuba and the U.S., there are people like Eric Galvin, speaking through an interpreter, who are already looking forward to the possibilities they will bring.
They can go and see family members who are outside the country, and those who are there can come here quicker and see their families without so much delay.
The U.S. State Department said the new agreement will lead to increased authorized travel to Cuba, such as educational trips, although tourist trips are not going to be opened immediately. A Dutch appeals court has ruled a group of Nigerian farmers can sue international oil company Royal Dutch Shell for pollution. Today's ruling, handed down by the court in The Hague, was one of the first of its kind and could set precedent for other Dutch-based companies being sued for alleged negligence. Four Nigerian farmers, backed by the environmental group Friends of the Earth, sued to hold Shell responsible for oil the farmers say leaked from its pipelines, including the cost of cleanup, future spill prevention, and compensation for villagers. Warning of a dangerous wave of oncoming smog, Chinese authorities have issued their second ever red alert for pollution in Beijing. Forecasters expect the cloud of smog to hover over much of northern China from Saturday until Tuesday, and say pollution levels could reach more than 20 times the safe limit. Meantime, the last deep coal mine in Britain closed today, putting some 450 miners out of work, signaling the end of the era. This is part of Britain's effort to close all coal-fired power plants by 2025. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.